Hello and welcome to Background Briefing, available 24/7 at ianmasters.com. I'm Ian Masters, and today we'll examine a number of stories and issues in the news. We'll begin with the latest policy reversal of an Obama initiative announced by Trump on Twitter that the U.S. government will no longer accept or allow transgender Americans to serve in the U.S. military. The author of The Human Agenda, Conversations About Sexual Orientation and Gender, Joe Wenke, a writer, social critic, and LGBT activist, joins us to discuss what appears to be Trump's new routine of daily distraction, this time scapegoating a vulnerable community in a cruel and cynical attempt to distract the public from the Russia investigation, which is closing in on him and his family. We will look into Stephen Bannon's White House strategy of pandering to bigots who call themselves Christians in the alt-right's phony battle against the bi-coastal secular humanists consumed by identity politics who don't care about the white working class in the flyover states. Then we'll assess the impact on the European gas market dominated by Russia's Gazprom of the sanctions bill that just passed overwhelmingly in the House on a 419-3 vote. Fadel Gaid, the former senior energy strategist for oil and gas with Oppenheimer & Company, joins us to discuss what inroads U.S. shale gas and Qatari LNG have made into the European market and how much the new sanctions will affect Russia's Nord Stream 2 pipeline project under the Baltic Sea directly to Germany that bypasses Ukraine and Poland. Then finally, we'll examine the Israel Anti-Boycott Act introduced into the Senate by Democrats at the behest of AIPAC, the American Israel Political Action Committee, which is meant to head off the Boycott Divestment Sanctions BDS movement in America that already has proven effective in Europe. MJ Rosenberg, a senior foreign policy fellow at Media Matters, joins us to discuss how this bill will criminalize political speech and subject Americans to up to 20 years in jail and $1 million fine for just requesting information about BDS boycotts. And joining us now is Joe Wenke, who is a writer, social critic, and LGBT rights activist. He is the founder and publisher of Trans Uber, a publishing company with a focus on promoting LGBTQ rights, free thought, and equality for all people. He is the author of Free Air, Poems, Papal Bull, An Ex-Catholic Calls Out the Catholic Church, You Got to Be Kidding, A Radical Satire of the Bible, and Mailer's America. His latest book is The Human Agenda, Conversations About Sexual Orientation and Gender Identity. Welcome to Background Briefing, Joe Wenke.
Hi, Ian. Thanks for having me on the show again. It's a pleasure.
Well, thank you, Joe. And today, Donald Trump tweeted out that the United States will no longer accept or allow transgender people in the U.S. military, saying that U.S. forces must be focused on decisive and overwhelming victory and could not afford to accommodate transgender people in the military, citing costs, etc. So, and of course, he says all this after consultation with my generals and military experts, although at this point nobody knows who he's consulted, and there's a great deal of suspicion that he hasn't consulted anybody, and he's got people like Senator John McCain extremely upset. So what's going on here? I mean, is this another attack on Obama, anything Obama did? I mean, I know this is a daily train wreck, and you know it's hard for me covering this guy to keep up with him, but what's your take?
Well, it's very difficult to try to get inside Donald Trump's mind, and it's a little bit scary to attempt to do that. It could be a number of different things, and I you know, when we were talking before the interview, I mentioned that there's an article outside on the Washington Post, the New York Times, that a Republican congresswoman had placed into the current budget bill an amendment that would ban transgender people in the military from having access to gender reassignment surgery, and that perhaps Trump felt that that was going to jeopardize his budget, which actually does include funding for his infamous wall. That could be one reason. The other could be, of course, to create yet another distraction from the Russian investigation. It's very difficult to tell, but it's clear that everyone was blindsided by this. So my wild guess is that he did not consult with anyone. And, you know, quite frankly, this issue was studied in great depth and detail during the Obama administration, and that's why they had come to the conclusion that, yes, transgender people can serve in the military without it in any way jeopardizing our military readiness, because, hello, they're already serving in the military and have done so for decades. There are different estimates of how many transgender people are serving in the military, from 2,000 or 3,000 to as many as 15,000. But there are absolutely no instances, there's no evidence of transgender people causing a problem. It's analogous to all of the craziness and nonsense over transgender people having access to the bathroom that matches their gender identity. We never hear of transgender people causing problems in restrooms. It just doesn't happen. So these are fake issues. It's another example of Donald Trump, you know, perhaps also playing to the religious right. But he really has no ethics from my standpoint, my point of view. His only concern is self-interest. He's totally transactional, and this was his latest transaction.
Well, the fact of the matter is that the Family Research Council and Focus in the Family are very quick to praise Trump's tweet today. I didn't call it a policy change because it amounts to a tweet, but it is extraordinary to have this sort of government fiat via tweet. There was a study by the RAND Corporation that looked into the effect of transgender people in the active duty military. And as you say, of the 1.3 million active duty members in the military, according to this study, there were 2,450 are transgender. But in terms of cost, just to quote from the RAND report, transgender people have minimal impact on readiness and healthcare costs for the Pentagon. It's estimated the healthcare costs would rise $2.4 million to $8.4 million a year, which, of course, is infinitesimal in a $700 billion defense budget. So yeah, it's clearly a specious argument. So what's this going to do? I mean, Do you think, for example, the prominent Republican transgender person, Caitlyn Jenner, is she going to finally wake up and realize that her party is against her?
Well, maybe she will finally do that. I guess as a lifelong Republican, she's been blinded. She wanted to be sort of Trump's ambassador to the LGBTQ community, not realizing that he could care less about the LGBTQ community. I think she even had some nice things to say about Ted Cruz. So that's quite unfortunate. I mean, I think the real context to look at this really is that transgender rights are human rights. And if there is an attack on the rights of any American, all Americans should be offended by it and should stand up and support, in this case, transgender people, who are certainly among the most marginalized and discriminated against people in this country and in the world. And yet, despite that, are going on every day, doing their best to live their lives, to make a contribution, and in this case, risking their lives to defend our democracy. And so Donald Trump is yet again, with this act, undermining the very foundation of our democracy, which is supposed to be based on freedom and equality. But of course, he's done this from the very beginning, when he first began campaigning and based his campaign on birtherism and the racist idea that Barack Obama was not born in the U.S., his attack on Mexicans as rapists, his attack on Islam as an enemy of America, calling for the Muslim ban, his attacks on the press, his attacks on the judiciary, his attacks on U.S. intelligence. So it's really overwhelming. And then balanced against all of that is, of course, his bizarre admiration for Putin and Russia. And I think, again, one of the reasons he's doing this is that it's yet another distraction from that investigation. And it's clear with his public shaming of Jeff Sessions that he's becoming increasingly alarmed about that investigation. So I think all of this is tied together. And I think, like most Americans who support freedom and equality for all, I'm just in a state of constant of just being offended every single minute. I feel like I'm being bombarded. It's several times a day that there's yet another atrocity coming from Donald Trump. And this is not going to end well. That's all I can say. We are fast moving toward a constitutional crisis.
Well, of course, there are transgender individuals in the military at all levels of service, including in the elite SEAL teams.
Right.
And Chelsea Manning responded to Trump's announcement today saying, "So the biggest, baddest, most expensive military on earth cries about a few trans people but funds the F-35? Sounds like cowardice." Is this just like trans people are kind of low-hanging fruit for bigots? What's going on here?
Yeah, I think, again, because trans people are a relatively small percentage of the overall population, although increasingly more people are coming out as trans each year. The best estimate on the total number of trans people is now around 1.4 million. But this is attacking people who are vulnerable, who are easy targets. It solidifies his relationship with the religious right. You mentioned the American Family Association, Focus on Family. They're hate groups. Mm-hmm. They are anti-LGBTQ groups. They cloak themselves in religion to justify their hatred. And so this is really an act of cowardice on the part of Donald Trump, for whatever reason he has to do this, whatever twisted reason. And just as he was attacking, you know, as I pointed out before, obviously, you know, Mexicans and Muslims, he attacked the vulnerable. And it doesn't reflect well on him. And as in this case, it's transgender people, or whether it's immigrants or whether it's Muslims. And he scapegoats them. And that appeals to, unfortunately, a certain segment of the American electorate. But I think in the process, he's not only damaging himself, he's really demeaning the office of the presidency. He's showing that he is unfit to be president, but I don't see that this is sustainable. I don't see it as ending well. And we're following, of course, the ongoing investigation, and I think he's becoming increasingly alarmed. And I think he's going to act more and more erratic all of the time. And today's announcement, you know, this bizarre announcement out of the blue that he's banning transgender people from serving in the military, even though transgender people already do, is just part of that.
Well, according to Axios, their reporter, Jonathan Swan, who seems to be one of the better journalists on the beat at the White House, one administration official told him that the move was intended to force Democrats from Rust Belt states to take, quote, complete ownership of this issue. So this looks as though this is Steve Bannon at work, isn't it? This is the alt-right cynical strategist basically scapegoating people in this cruel and cynical way to score political points.
Exactly. I mean, this is pure Bannon. This is Breitbart. That's what that website has been championing from the beginning. It's really all about discrimination, scapegoating minorities. This is a very ugly side to this whole Trump phenomenon. And, you know, what people don't talk about enough, it's so difficult to talk about really, is what about his supporters? I mean, I understand a percentage of his supporters are people who were looking for jobs. And perhaps they're desperate. And they thought he was going to come into Washington and, quote, unquote, drain the swamp, which has turned out to be a joke. But there is a significant segment of people who like this, who resonate with this sense of, you know, anger and outrage and feel like they've been victimized because they do not want to have a diverse society. Mm. Bannon is all about, you know, white supremacy. And about having, you know, a culture that is less diverse. And that is a very, very troubling thing, I think. It should be to all Americans who love freedom and equality and who embrace diversity. So, again, going back to this transgender ban in the military, we should all be outraged by this. You know, it's the old saying, they may be coming after one group today that you don't necessarily relate to, but they could be coming after you tomorrow. Right. And I think that we're seeing that.
Just in the last minute, Joe, this is very personal for you, isn't it? Isn't he going after people like you in particular?
Yeah, since the last time we spoke, I've transitioned, and I now identify as a transgender woman. But there are other people that I know and love who are also transgender. And I think what people need to realize is that transgender people are just like everybody else. We just have a different gender identity. And everyone has a gender identity, that is to say, how we all experience and communicate gender. And there's a broad spectrum. And most people's gender identity is aligned with their anatomical sex. And in a small percentage of people, it's not. But there is nothing scary about that. There's nothing threatening about it. There is nothing pathological about it. Being transgender doesn't increase your blood pressure. It doesn't give you higher cholesterol. It's not life-threatening at all. It's simply an alternative gender identity. And I think if we can move toward common ground and see that a threat on any individual's or any group's rights and freedom of expression is a threat on all of us, then maybe we can pull together and respond appropriately to what I do think is certainly a threat to our democracy that we're seeing, that Donald Trump has a strong authoritarian tendencies, and he is doing everything he can to solidify a base of people who will support him. And today's action is just another example.
Well, Joe Wanky, I thank you very much for joining us here today.
It's been my pleasure, as always, Ian. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. And again, I've been speaking with Joe Wanky, who's a writer, social critic, and LGBT rights activist. He is the founder and publisher of Trans Uber, a publishing company with a focus on promoting LGBTQ rights, free thought, and equality for all people. He's the author of Free Air Poems, Papal Bull, an ex-Catholic calls out the Catholic Church, You Gotta Be Kidding, a radical satire of the Bible, and Mailer's America. And his latest book is The Human Agenda, Conversations About Sexual Orientation and Gender Identity. We're going to take a brief station break and we're back looking into how the sanctions bill that just passed the House overwhelmingly will impact the natural gas market in Europe, dominated by Russia's Gazprom.